I truly feel differently about Father's Day than some others. I always found it funny that our kids celebrate us and thank us for things on this day. I am forever in debt to my children for making me a dad. On Father's Day, all I do is think and reminisce. I think of December 21, 2002, and how it's always worth mentioning and is never forgotten by me. It is a day I use for remembering to be the best dad that I can be, every day. I take the day to think of February 22, 2004. The uncertainty of it all, doubting I could do it and stressing leading up to the day. Any doubts went away, truly and literally, the second I held her, and bawled. Another beautiful surprise arrived Dec. 28, 2005. For this sports lovin', warehouse workin', trucking industry verbiage trained guy's guy, having another girl meant I was emotionally done, and I knew it. It was a long wait and one that I didn't think would happen, but thankfully I was blessed as a fully certified dad of girls for the fourth time on November 19, 2018. With years of being a dad under my belt, I'm still learning and she keeps me on my toes every day, and I love it. On Father's Day, I'm the one who is thankful. Thank you for thinking I was a superhero, at least until you were in your early teens. I cherish every bedtime story and treehouse shows we watched together. I think about how time-consuming it was. Is to pack a car for a getaway, or pack a well-planned lunch for the zoo or Canada's Wonderland only to forget it at home and have to spend the money anyway. I'm so thankful for every coloring, painting, glitter-filled piece of paper for days that were supposed to be for me, but were really all about seeing you smile after giving me something that made you proud. I am well aware that as young girls you have always been independent and that you don't help with whatever it is I am trying to help with, but so happy you need me to help you down the stairs, teach you how to hit a ball or take you to prom. A classic song has the words, "Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance." I even think about the pain as a dad. Whether it was seeing them hurt themselves and needing a bandage, or when they're sick and you have to make those hospital visits. Or when their fever isn't breaking and you're feeling helpless. When their friend didn't want to play with them that day and you know it won't last, but in that moment they're heartbroken. When they're older, they would rather hang out with friends. Or, as a teen, when they are angry and hug won't help, they don't like to talk and all you can do is hide any breathtaking pain with a smile and wait until they come around. I'm thankful for all of it, because it is all of it that makes me a dad. Every bit contributes to fatherhood, every smile, every hug and kiss, every sass back, every tear, every heartbreak, and every moment of utter joy. I wouldn't trade any sleepless night. I don't ever want to forget any day on a 9-hour, 15-hour, 20-hour or the few 26 and 28-hour work shifts in a cold warehouse in the winter. Knowing it was going to pay for their groceries and clothes. I wouldn't change any time I've been hurting, or tired or having to write something so she could play Frozen for just 10 minutes. I also have stepkids who have added to the joy, pain, worry, and contentment. That adds an important aspect to you as a father, for sure. Moms are amazing, no doubt. A great mom makes a dad great, too. But as a dad, I take today to thank my children for making me a dad. They should get the gifts, the credit and the love. Thank you so much for making me a dad. It's the greatest job I have ever had. I am a very proud dad of girls and through good and bad, sad and happy, it's how I want to be remembered when the journey is over. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. Sean Gibson is a staff reporter at Barry Today.